House Bill 1444, Transportation Finance Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. House File 1444, it's now a House file, of course, because the transportation bill has come over from the House, and so the Senate File 1173 has been suspended. Mr. Chair, members, we've heard at least my initial proposal, as was supported by Transportation Finance Division and then full finance, and passed on to the Tax Committee. We had a full hearing on that, and if you recall, Mr. Chair, members, I had proposed at that time, the committee had proposed at that time do a balanced package, raising some resources for the Highway User Tax Distribution Fund through the gross receipts tax, of which we had some discussion, and some other measures to make sure that we're funding Greater Minnesota Transit, and also then an additional half cent coming up to a full three-quarter cent in the seven-county metropolitan area for metropolitan transit services. There have been numerous discussions and iterations of discussions since that time, Mr. Chair. Lots of ideas that are in the mix, different various branches of government and arms of the legislature with varying ideas. And so, Mr. Chair, I would propose a similar but somewhat modified idea going forward that would be contained in an A1 amendment that I don't know if that's been distributed. It was posted.
Yeah. Just a second. Senator Rest.
I'll move the A1 amendment.
Senator Ortman.
To have it before us.
Mr. Chair, if it's to have the amendment before us, but I hope that we would have a full review of this amendment before members would be asked to adopt it. And I also hope that the chair would entertain any testimony from folks that are here. There are some very new provisions in this proposal.
Senator Ormond, I don't know how new they are, but we're certainly going to give Senator Dibble a chance to walk through the amendment. So can we pass the A1 amendment out?
No. It's on our
Okay. Senator Dibble, could you tell us what's in the A1 amendment?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, the key differences are that the A1, rather than relying on the gross receipts tax, which is a fairly new concept to Minnesota, not a new concept generally speaking, because that idea is used in other states. But what we propose to do is what had been an earlier proposal, and that's raising 7.5 cents per gallon gas tax, the per gallon gas tax with which we're all familiar, and that raises in the neighborhood of about $240 million per year. You can see in the back of your spreadsheet. It's north of 200. It's about the same amount of money. So $140 million in 2014, and moving up to $216 million in 2015. We would retain, Mr. Chair, the half-cent sales tax new in the seven-county metropolitan area, a proposal that has broad support and was in the governor's initiative. We remove a couple of items. We remove the transportation maintenance districts, one of those local option revenue raisers, and we remove the equalization to 6.875 sales tax for motor vehicle sales tax. We do provide for a little bit of the new revenue from the additional gas tax going into the old CASA formula, 1 cent of the 7.5 cents. And that's the overall summary of the changes, Mr. Chair. We can go through a recitation of the other provisions if you want to revisit those.
The majority of the tax provisions you've dealt with, Senator Dibble?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
You dealt with the majority of the tax provisions?
The changes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Yeah. Questions, members?
Chair.
Senator Ortman.
If we could have Council review the spreadsheet to show us where these line items are and how they affect the bottom line of the bill.
The change
Chair, I have
Ms. McQuaid.
I have Ms. Boyd here who can...
Change items, Ms. Boyd.
Mr. Chair and members, the related to the changes to the tax provisions. There are really only a few changes in the spreadsheet. So we'll start on page 3 of the spreadsheet for the A1 amendment. And on line 89 of the spreadsheet, this is the appropriation for the Corridors of Commerce program. These will be changes because of the change in revenue from the gas tax increase as opposed to the gross receipts tax. You'll see $70.2 million in 2014. The gross receipts revenue had that at 47.6, so that's an increase in 14. And that's the increase is due to the timing of the phase-in of the gross receipts tax. In 2015, the revenue would be $108.2 million to Corridors of Commerce, and under the gross receipts tax, that was $110.28. The other change is on line 92, and that's related to the increase in the gas tax to the regular state road construction appropriation. You'll see $12.4 million appropriated in 2014. That's a change from the gross receipts of $8.4 million. That's not on the spreadsheet. I'm just giving you that number. In 2015, you'll see $19.1 million on that line for the regular state road construction appropriation, and that's a change, a slight change. It was roughly 19.5 from the gross receipts. And the only other changes are in the local road section, which is on page 4 of the spreadsheet. Under county state aid roads, there's a change related on line 116 of the spreadsheet. There's a change related to, again, the shift to gas tax revenue and as opposed to gross receipts tax revenue. It's 45.655 in 2014, the new revenue, and that was 30.9 under gross receipts. And then 2015, it's 70.369. And that was about 71.7 of the gross receipts. The other change there that you don't see is the deletion of the increased revenue from the motor vehicle sales tax changes that were removed from this amendment. Under municipal state aid, it's very similar. On line 124, $11.99 million related to gas tax revenue, and that was 8.1 under gross receipts. And in 2015, it's roughly the same, 18.48 from gas tax, and that was 18.8 under gross receipts. And again, there's the loss there of the line on the additional MVEST revenue that was removed from the bill. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Questions, members? Senator Ortman.
Do we have the revenue notes for the gas tax revenues?
Ms. Boyd, did you hear the question?
We don't have copies of them, Mr. Chair, but we can get them.
Do we have the...
We have estimated revenue in the spreadsheet if you want to look at it. It's in a slightly less user-friendly mode, but it'll give you some idea if you look on page 14 of the bill, or the spreadsheet, I'm sorry. Lines 469, 470, and 471 are the revenues from the motor fuels tax increase to trunk highway fund, county state aid highway fund, and municipal state aid street fund.
I would request that staff be asked to get the revenue notes copied so members can look at it before we vote on this bill.
Well, Senator Ortman, we've got the information on the spreadsheet.
Well, there may be more. There usually is more analysis, Mr. Chair, and I think it's fair to distribute the revenue note for this bill.
We'll move quickly as we can on that. Staff, could you get the copies to us if you can, please?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to point out, too, that the revenue estimates I'm talking about are revenue estimates that I've created from a gas tax estimator provided by MnDOT. They are not from the Department of Revenue, so they're not a revenue estimate.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ortman.
So you're saying we don't have an official Department of Revenue estimate or revenue note for how this money will be brought into the state of Minnesota?
Mr. Chair and Senator Ortman. Not from the Department of Revenue, no. They would be using roughly what MnDOT uses, what the Department of Transportation uses, which is a model that I have access to. So that's what we have.
Well,
Senator
Mr. Chair,
it's a Senate fiscal staff estimates.
So we do have that from the Department of Transportation, and you will provide that information to us as soon as possible. Like you're going to have someone copy it right now.
Mr. Chair, Senator Ortman, yes.
Ms. Boyd and Senator Ortman, if this makes it to the floor, we'll make sure that they're available on the floor. Anything else, members? Seeing none,
well,
Senator.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ortman.
Mr. Chair, if you could point out in the bill the gas tax? Perhaps Senator Dibble could?
Senator Dibble.
Language?
We have a, excuse me, Mr. Chair, we have different copies of the amendment here. Slightly different versions from what I have and what Ms. Boyd has. Why don't you go ahead? I have what came to me a couple days ago.
Sorry. It should be in section 3 regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, if we have the same version, do we have the, do you have in front of you the version that's dated 5-3?
Senator Dibble.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you have the version in front of you that's dated 5-3-13, 5:24 p.m. in the upper left-hand corner of the A1?
5:07. I have 9:51 a.m.
Same here.
Today, 9:51 a.m. today. So.
Okay.
So, Mr.
Senator Dibble.
But I need, Mr. Chair, to be sure, I need a copy of the amendment that's in front of you. If someone can please bring that to me.
We're bringing that to you.
Yes.
Page
25.
Okay.
Okay,
so Senator Rest. I just want to tell him.
Yes.
Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw the A.
Senator Rest withdraws the A1 amendment. Senator Rest.
The A4.
Senator Rest offers the A4 amendment. Senator Dibble will need to walk through the A4 amendment. Yet.
All right, so Mr. Chair, I'll need a copy of the A4.
We just have the A1 amendment. Or the A4. You
know, she withdrew the A1. We're passing out the A4.
It's coming. All right.
So, Mr. Chair, I happen to be somewhat familiar with the A4 because I've had some conversation with Senator Rest and I think yourself about this idea. What the A4 proposes to do, Mr. Chair, rather than raise 7.5 cents per gallon on the gas tax, would raise 2.5 cents in this biennium.
Senator Dibble.
And then additional 2.5 cents in the future, in the next biennium. Rather than a half cent sales tax for Metropolitan Transit, it would be a quarter cent sales tax in the metro area this biennium, and then additional quarter cent in the future biennium. Mr. Chair, either Ms. Berezovsky or Ms. Boyd can help point those provisions out in the bill and explain the revenue.
So, members, we have a rough idea of what's in here. We are not going to have copies for a few minutes. If you have questions of Senator Dibble, you can off them. Otherwise, we're going to recess. Any questions, members? Senator Hartman.
Mr. Chair, I would, when we come back, I do think we should recess, but when we come back, I'd like to know how it affects the spreadsheet again and look at a revenue note if it's available or the Department of Transportation study on that.
Anything else, members of Senator Dibble or Senator Rest? We're going to recess for 10 minutes.